Hey, cashiers. We Have the Receipts podcast is coming at you live from Netflix is a Joke Fest in Los Angeles.
Chris, are you kidding?
No, Netflix is a joke, Courtney, but this is not one of them. Our listeners in LA have the chance to join us for a live recording of our podcast, We Have the Receipts, hosted by me, Chris Burns.
And me, Courtney Revolution.
Join us and a few surprise guests from your favorite Netflix reality shows on Saturday, May 4th at 1 p.m. at a secret location in Hollywood.
To be announced.
Get your tickets for the We Have the Receipts live show at tudum.com/WHTR. That's Tudum, TUDUM.com/WHTR.
Tickets are limited. If you can't make it to the show, we still want to hear your beautiful voice. Leave us a message at speakpipe.com/WeHaveTheReceipts.
You may even hear your own voice on the show.
Grab a ticket at tudum.com/WHTR.
And we'll see you on May 4th in Los Angeles. Bye, cashiers.
I believe in God. Relax. I believe in God, but I hate when other people believe in God. Can you relate to that? Like, I love my God, but sometimes people know I'm a spiritual person. They'll come out of the shadows after the show like, I believe in God. I'm like, what, get the fuck? What is this, a murder-suicide? Get back in your lift. I don't want to talk. But every comedian is an atheist. Almost every single comedian I know is an atheist. And I gotta tell you, from where I'm standing, it looks so fucking cool. Atheism, the cigarette of beliefs. Just leaning on your motorcycle like, you think there's something going on here? Get real! It is the motorcycle of philosophy. It's just like, born alone, die alone, ride alone. It's like that. And religion is like the station wagon I got from my mom. Like, hang, hang, honk if you love Jesus. It's just not as cool. But I, personally, I'm so tired of comedians burning down a straw man, making fun of people who believe in God, being like, do you really think a talking snake gave a naked lady an apple? I'm like, come on, it's a metaphor, Ricky. Always true, sometimes really happen. Do you understand? Like, my God is not an old man in the sky. It's a metaphor for a mystery that absolutely transcends all categories of human thought, including being and non-being, but that's too many words for the back of a quarter. That's Joseph Campbell. I got all the best teachers later in life. Like Barry Taylor, the road manager for AC/DC said, God is the name of the blanket we put over the mystery to give it a shape. Shouldn't I have learned that in church? Why am I learning this from Barry Taylor, the road manager for AC/DC? But it doesn't matter. If you're an atheist or a theist, I actually think we're all kind of in the same boat. Really, I do. Some people think God created the universe. Some people think nothing created the universe, which is the funniest guess. And the nothing people make fun of the God people. They say, God doesn't exist. I'm like, okay, maybe. But you know what definitely doesn't exist? Nothing. That's the defining characteristic of nothing, is that it doesn't exist. So what are we talking about? Either you think it's God, something you can't see, touch, taste, photograph, and science can't prove, or you think it's nothing, something you can't see, touch, taste, photograph, and science can't prove. But I think we can all agree, if nothing, if your nothing sometimes spontaneously erupts into everything, that's a pretty goddamn magical fucking nothing, you guys. And ask the nothing people, what happens when you die? They'll tell you, nothing. You go into nothing. I'm like, you mean you merge back with your creator? That's heaven, bitch. So no one, no matter what you believe, you shouldn't be afraid to die. Because if you go into nothing, and one of the things nothing does is explode into everything, nothing isn't the end. It's just a pit stop on the way to a new beginning. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, you are in fact no thing.
Watch Pete Holmes' I Am Not For Everyone, only on Netflix.